During the height of the pandemic, a lot of people turned to the kitchen as a source of comfort and self-care when we weren't leaving the house so much and wanted something to make us feel good. As it turns out, baking can play a complementary role for our mental health as a way of dealing with stress, finding joy, and practicing mindfulness. So much so that our next guest has incorporated as part of how he treats patients at his therapy practice. It's Food Friday, and we're learning all about how baking can be good for the mind, body, and soul. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How does baking affect your mental health? Does it help you relieve stress? Do you bake with other people? Do you find it to be a good community kind of experience? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jack Hazen is a licensed psychotherapist at Modern Therapy Group in New York City. He's also a baker who started his own company, Jack Bakes, and he's a regular contributor for Food Network. His new cookbook is called Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. Jack, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. I am so happy to be here. I can't even tell you. I'm so excited about this. I love NPR. I love radio. Okay. Love radio. And I'm just really happy to be here.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're here.
I am happy to be.
Now, you'd been baking for your whole life. You're a psychotherapist, two different parts of your life. But wait a minute. It hit you that are they really so different? What is it that led you to combine your two, your love of baking, your profession of therapy?
I'll tell you, I had a the wonderful gift of having a grandmother who taught me how to bake. And I wasn't one for sports, but I was one for sweets. And so my grandma would go to my grandma every Thursday after school, and we would bake challah bread in her kitchen. And, you know, we would run through the week. She would tell me what's going on. She'd ask me questions of how I'm doing, how's school going, how are your friends? And, you know, this is a tradition we carried on for years. And it wasn't until I was in school for psychology that I was baking to sort of, you know, in between exams and papers. I was baking, and I was also making some money from what I baked. So it was like two birds, one stone. And I was selling it. And at the end of my semester, I brought bread in for the whole class. And I was like, oh.
And they're like, why? This is delicious. And because I feel like I have to give up baking for therapy. And my professor, Renee Exelbert, who I adore, she said, Jack, baking is therapy. And oven light moment went off in my head. I was like, oh my God, that's it. She put a name to something I've been doing all along for decades, but actually literally from when I'm a kid, which is baking as a way to soothe, as a means of self-care, as a way to create. So during the pandemic, I was making videos and, baking therapy videos. And that's when it kind of got some buzz. And I figured, okay, how do I share this with everyone? Because not everyone is familiar with baking therapy. And so that's how I put the book together, and with the help of my agent, of course, and all that.
Now, if I was your patient, Jack, if I was your patient, and I need some anxiety or whatever, how would you apply baking therapy? What would you have me doing?
Good question. How about this? I can answer that with how I did it the first time with a patient. How about that?
Great.
And by the way, here's the crazy thing, everyone. This is actually still a patient of mine all these years later. So whatever I did worked, right? Whatever I did worked. So there I am. I wanted to be the type of therapist that I just wanted to be different. I wanted to not be this, you know, I don't want to be like an old guy and, you know, a number of years just sitting there and nodding and writing notes. I want to be active and engaged in the session, and I want to ask questions. And, you know, I kind of threw out the idea of being a blank canvas. I wanted to do this whole thing differently. And so I had a client come in, and she's sitting across from me, and, you know, I felt that she was really guarded because she didn't know me. So here I am, I'm asking her to divulge her deepest, darkest secrets. And she's like, who is this guy? and it didn't matter how spiffy I looked. She was like, you know, and I kept trying to, like, you know, ask a different type of question. And then I said, hey, I have an idea. Like, why don't we step into the kitchen? And I just, I remembered what my professor told me, and I remembered what helped me ease up, calm down, and sort of open up a bit. And that, to me, that was baking. And we went into the kitchen at my, this was back in the day, y'all, when it wasn't virtual therapy. You actually went to a shrink's office. And I was lucky enough to have a work at a fancy schmancy private practice in Bryant Park, Manhattan, that had a full kitchen. And so we had, there were actually baking ingredients, nothing crazy. We made a variation of a mug cake, and we were just baking and, mixing together the ingredients and talking about flavors. And it happened on its own, where she started to sort of trust me. Like, we were working together towards the same thing, and it gave her this, it was an invitation for her to connect. And she did. And then as we were baking, that's when it all started coming out. Here's what's going on. And then after it was done, she said, you know, I feel really accomplished. I feel really good. And that reminds me of this other thing that's going on in my life. And then we were talking as we ate what we baked. And I just felt it to be a really beautiful way to connect with someone, to get your mind off of what's going on and into something else, you know, into creating. And I tell people, you know, if you can't really, you know, access a therapist when you're going through something at home, turn the kitchen into your sanctuary. Whip together a few ingredients, and you'll see the magic that comes from not only creating, but letting go of perfectionism and just going with the flow, going with a process, whatever that is for you, if it's cookies, if it's a cake. But creating something and then sharing it with somebody after. And I call that building community through carbs. So that's a mouthful.
Talking to Jack Hazen on Food Friday. Jack's a licensed psychotherapist and a professional baker. His new cookbook is called Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. Now, you organize not by the type of baking, but by the type of mental health practice associated with the recipes. One of those is mindfulness, and that seems to fit really well to me with baking. What is it about baking that really engages our mindfulness?
Yeah, so that's actually one of my favorite. They're all my favorite chapters. I can't really say which one's my favorite, but that one, you know, I spent a little extra time on that one. Being mindful is not a full mind. I know it's kind of tricky. Being mindful is more being present, and you know, have you ever tried to bake something and not be present?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that would come out.
Oh,
right?
It comes out bad. Like, I'll tell you.
You know, you like imagine getting it and you're like texting and like talking to someone like while you're trying to make like a meringue. I'm pretty sure you would have a really, you know, not great outcome. So what I love about baking is that it kind of forces you to be present, to be mindful of what you're doing. And for me, I think with today, and I've got to say, guys, I am like the, you know, definitely not innocent here. The scrolling, the texting, there's always something else going on. There's always this empty promise that the next moment is more important than this one, because it's nonstop and life has become so fast paced. That we forget about the present moment. We forget to just be fully there. And I think baking really helps you get there, because it's sort of like this, you know, there's steps, right? You just have to read the step. Like it's, you know, okay, step one, I need to crack the eggs. And step two, I need to combine this. And while you're doing that, you know, you realize that you're in flow with the present moment. So, by the way, some people get there through like yoga and meditation, mm-hmm. and we even have a baking meditation, but I think you could definitely get to a place of mindfulness, you know, presence, centered, calm, grounded by doing something. To me, that was baking, you know?
Now, I don't want people to get the impression that this is just a book about therapy. You've got recipes in this thing, and I want to give one a look. We're going to get this up. It's up at WPR.org/Food Friday. You got these s'mores-based cookies. You had me at, you know, s'mores cookies. Tell us about these and why they're delicious and why they're a good mental health practice too.
Oh, so first off, that is, you got to try to make, are you into s'mores and do you like cookies?
Yeah, everybody who's watching, who's listening now says, what are you talking about, Jack? Yes, Rob loves cookies. Okay. Rob loves s'mores. Yes, I have a sweet tooth.
Oh, my gosh. You know, for me, baking brings back memories. I mean, flavors. And what I mean by that is, like, the flavors and the aromas and just the, you know, the mouthfeel. Like we can be transported back to a different time through what we bake. For me, my greatest memory is s'mores, is making s'mores with friends out in my parents' have a beach place in the Jersey Shore. And I just, for me, this recipe was the thing that took me back to being around friends, being with people, even if it's like February, right? And so I always say, create, you know, bake and tap into memories through your baking. For me, it was that. What I also love about the s'mores recipe, y'all, is it's a great recipe to make with a friend or a partner or someone you're dating that you're not sure if they're your partner yet. But it's just a great, there's teamwork in there. While you're doing the marshmallows, I'm making the batter. While you're making the batter, I'm getting the chocolate chips ready. It's fun. So it's like, I know it's not a bonfire, but you're still coming together with something delicious to eat, you know?
It's Food Friday. We're talking to baker and licensed therapist Jack Hazen. His new cookbook is Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. You can find that recipe for cookies. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got a link there. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you bake? Is it a form of stress relief for you? What do you like to bake? Do you set aside time to do it? Maybe once a week, every night? I don't know. Call in at 800-642-1234 with your own personal experiences or your questions for our guest about baking as therapy. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Jack Hazen, a New York-based therapist and baker. His new book is Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Has baking played a role in your mental health? Has it provided stress relief? Did you get into baking in the early days of the pandemic? Did it help you? Did you keep it up? Is it part of your self-care routine? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a couple recipes from Jack linked there as well. Jack, I just mentioned self-care. That's another one of your chapters. Yeah. And I think sometimes we think of self-care as somebody on the TV show goes to the luxurious spa that we couldn't afford.
Yeah.
You say no. Talk about baking as self-care. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, y'all, let me tell you, self-care does not mean a bubble bath. A bubble bath is just a bubble bath. So here is my, you know, I actually, Rob, have this, this set of like guidelines for baking as self-care and what that looks like. So I can run through it really quick if you'd like me to.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. Step one, set the intention. Okay. Before you begin baking, take a moment to set your intention for the activity. Decide to be fully present, enjoy the process, and embrace the opportunity for mindfulness, which we just spoke about. Slow down and be present. Appreciate the textures and the smells. I love number two, right? And colors. So number three is practice deep breathing. So I think why we think about self-care as a bubble bath is because you're sitting there, you're relaxed, you know, it doesn't matter if the kids are screaming because the door is locked and you're all the way upstairs. You know, just practice deep breathing, like while you're baking, while you're either, if it's kneading the dough, if it's whisking something, just connect with your breath. Focus on the process. So, you know, we have so much going on, like I said, in our day to day, and self-care is just actually checking in with us. So focus on what you're doing, because that's the choice you're making in that moment. So be there with yourself. During the process of baking. Number five, engage your senses. I love this one because like I said a little bit earlier, like aromatherapy is a very powerful way to heal. So, you know, the delicious smells that come from the oven or different spices you use, nutmeg, or, you know, I love to use different like citrus zest, lemon zest, orange zest, and, you know, awaken your senses, you know, and number six, practice gratitude. big part of self-care is gratitude. Another big part of self-care is not judging yourself.
That's important for me when I bake.
Right? Yeah. So embrace the imperfections. Look, unless you went to even go to a pastry chef, goes to school, you still screw it up sometimes. So embrace the imperfection, you know, and baking doesn't have to be this like rigid, scary. If I do one thing wrong, baking can be forgiving if you can be forgiving with yourself. So embrace those imperfections. And then number eight. So guys, I'm like a messy baker and my mom would tell you that. I used to like bake at all hours of the night and then leave a huge mess.
Uh-oh.
Whatever, mom. Clean with intention. So, you know, just clean with, you know, clean the kitchen, you know, but be there while you're cleaning. Don't just clean like, oh God, I hate the cleaning part. Cause no one really loves the cleaning part, but if you clean with intention, I think you'll enjoy it a little bit more. So that's just my self-care for baking recipe.
Talking to therapist and baker Jack Hazen on Food Friday. His new book is Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. Still time for you to call. Maybe everybody's baking right now. I don't know. 800-642-1234. If you find baking to be good for your mental and emotional well-being, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. And Jack, we've got another recipe. Again, we have this link to on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And this gets into some of the physicality we can get into baking. We've got the Slap It Together Focaccia. You learned this on a trip to Italy, I think you wrote. Tell us a bit about this Slap It Together Focaccia.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on planet Earth, there's going to be a point in your day. I don't know if it's sitting in bumper to bumper traffic or, you know, the route, you're going to want to slap something, right? And so this recipe, which I learned from my grandma, but I also learned this. I also made a beautiful focaccia recipe for actually my mom's birthday in Italy. And so this recipe, if you're feeling frustrated, if you want to let go of that of stress, it's the perfect recipe to do so, because you use the dough as your very own stress ball. You knead it, you let it out. And the process that I named this recipe after is, you have to slap the dough to activate the gluten, right? So why not just slap it and let it all out onto that dough? Because the more you let out onto that dough, the better the bread is going to be. It's the more fluffy, the more it's going to rise. And so I like this recipe because you're sort of transforming sort of like tense, stressful energy into something fluffy and delicious.
Now, Jack, I want to talk about, you know, baking sometimes can feel a little stressful to me because I'm more of a cook than a baker myself. But you hit right off the bat in your book one of the reasons it can be stressful. You talk about the importance of laying out all your ingredients first, having everything ready to go, because I'm the guy who's like, I want to start doing the thing and I'll find the stuff as I go. And yeah, that never works out so great. Why is that so important to set our stage so well?
Oh my gosh. Well, I got to tell you, you and I have that in common, because I still get, like, I just get all giddy for like the finished product. And I'm just like, I'll get the baking powder when I need the baking powder. And let me just start. And it never works. So it's something that I taught myself, like, you know, be organized. It creates for the baking process to run a bit more smoothly, no pun intended. So instead of like worrying about like rummaging for ingredients, if it's all laid out, I think you're creating a nice flow in the kitchen with your baking. And you know organization is something we kind of have to practice, you know, because you want your attention to be on what you're doing, not like finding something and putting this away. And I think where it gets really tricky is when you don't sort of lay it out, you're more likely to forget just a little something. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that's kind of going to change the finished product. So, you know, baking is like, you know, preparation meets the opportunity of baking. It creates a delicious baked good.
And Jack, we just have a couple minutes left. I don't want to let the time go by without asking you about challah bread, one of your specialties at your business, Jack Bakes. What are the things that got you into the baking business in the first place? What is it that's magical for you about challah bread?
Challah for challah. What is magical about challah bread? You know, I didn't know it was so magical. It was just like I got so good at it because I would bake it with my grandmother. You know, I brought it to a Shabbat dinner once. And guys, we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to cut right to the chase. It was a Shabbat dinner at the Kabbalah Center that I was invited to. And I was seated next to Madonna's daughter. I brought my challah bread like I do all the time. And she called Madonna over. Madonna tried the bread and she's like, "You, did you bake this? This is incredible. Can you bake me one every week? I'll say it with my assistant." No joke. That's how I knew this challah bread was. Everyone else, it wasn't me that felt my challah bread was special, but everyone else, including the Queen of Pop. So I was like, "Oh God, Jack, you have something here." And so I don't know. The challah bread, it's like fun to make. People love it. It's tasty. You could do anything with it. French toast. And it's just, I don't know. To me, it enhances any meal, you know? And Madonna liked it. So, I mean, is that kind of...
It's hard to go wrong.
You know, I think it's hard to go wrong.
Jack, yes, we'll leave exactly. It there. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
That's Jack Hazen, licensed therapist who started his own baking company, Jack Bakes. He's a regular contributor to the Food Network, and he's with us on Food Friday sharing his new cookbook, Mind Over Batter, 75 Recipes for Baking as Therapy. There's still time for you to share your baking as therapy practices. If you have one, head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us what you like to bake and how you use it, if you use it as stress relief. And while you're there, we've got a link to a couple of recipes that Jack shared with us today. We've got those s'mores cookies. He said, "Do you like s'mores? Do you like cookies?" And I don't know if you heard like my jaw drop. Like, yes, I like s'mores and cookies. I do. And also a recipe for that focaccia that you get to slap around a little bit in the cooking process. Again, find that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.